Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 223 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 1st of June 2025. Hello everyone, on this first day of June, when we will be celebrating a monk, John Corr, who in 1495 recorded the first known batch of Scotch whisky. Our first dance, therefore, is the Whisky Association Reel by Wilmer Miller, devised in 1992 and published in the Ladies of Duns collection. This is not a dance to start with, really, as it literally is 24 bars of setting, including a pousset and double triangles, followed by reels of three for the last eight bars. Muriel Johnston's band recorded the cassette in 1995.
Thank you.
Muriel Johnston wrote the name tune for the Whiskey Association reel, and her band followed that with the Downfield reel by Bill Hendry, Merrin's reel by Ronnie Cooper, and the Barmaid, which is traditional. Slowing things down, the Edradour Whiskey Trail, devised by Ulla Stern, is for three couples in a three-couple set. Edradour is the smallest traditional distillery in Scotland. Dating back to 1825, it is, to quote, "the last stronghold of handmade single malt whiskey from a farm distillery still in production today." The dance was published in a collection of Great Dances for Small Groups. First man turns second lady right hand for 4 bars, ones turn left hand for 2 bars, and first man casts off 2 places. First lady turns third man left hand 4 bars, turns second man right hand in 2 bars, and first lady casts off 2 places. Reels of 3 on opposite sides, with each couple crossing down from the top. 2s and 3s dance half a double figure of 8, then 1s dance half a figure of 8 up round the 3s. Many of the dances today don't have their own music, and so I thought I would showcase the 2023 CD from Jim Lindsay and his band called Bobby's Favourites, his tribute to Bobby Crowe. This track he has titled The Braes of Melinish. Were Major Graham by Neil Gow, The Iron Man by James Scott Skinner, and Stirling Castle by Dr. Charles Bannatyne. And our next dance is Scotch on the Rocks, a 4x32 bar jig by Margaret Henderson in Imperial Book 3, which includes a half rondel in jig time. And we will stay with Jim Lindsay for the Ron Care jigs, which he wrote for Bobby Crowe and his three sons, Steve, Chris and Malcolm. Care's jigs were Bobby the Box, Steve the Roadie, Chris the Castle and Malcolm the Soldier. That track is also called The Crow Lads. A medley very much on theme is Johnny Walker by Norman and Helen Robson back in 1977. George Meikle wrote two tunes for this dance and this is his recording from the 1981 LP and cassette In Strict Tempo.
Thank you.
two tunes for the medley Johnny Walker were Norman and Helen Robson and Little and Large, composed and played by George Meikle with the Lothian Band. For an 8-time Strasbourg, I found A Wee Dram Before Tea by Linda May Dennis, about which she says, "When we travelled through Scotland, my husband and I began a tradition of enjoying our new surroundings each day by having a wee dram before tea. It was very relaxing, like this dance." Haha, as someone who drinks tea all day, that might give me an excuse to start early, though I have developed a habit of whiskey and hot chocolate, separate from each other, sip and sip about, to round off a day. Anyway, back to the dance. Ones and twos set, cross right hand, set and half turn into allemande hold for a two-couple allemande. Ones, mirror figures of eight on the sides coming in and up to start, or Linda says that could be reels of three, and circle round and back. As a relaxing dance, I've chosen the music for A Sylamar Romantic, as recorded by Atlantic Firth on their 2024 debut CD. Thank you. Celtic Firth from Canada played Loch Bar by Paul Maclis, Love in Action by Karen Stephen, McDowell Road by Freeland Barber, Highland Whiskey, how appropriate, by Neil Gann, The Fiddler's Joy by Pipe Major John McLennan, The Keel Row, traditional, and Duncan Davidson by Alexander McLashan. We'll go back to Jim Lindsay with Bobby's favourites for the next two dances. Set and Drink, a 4x32 bar reel by Malcolm Brown in his Russian collection. Look it up if you want a late-night party dance. And then for a jig, there is either The Maltings Jig by Martin Watson, more double triangles when you are mashing the malt, I think, or Liquid Assets by John Drury, referring to both the oil and the whisky as exports from Scotland. The set of jigs which Jim Lindsay will play begins with the Athol Highlanders, so I will dedicate it to the boss, Ewan, as it is one of his favourites. Thank you. The reel set was called Lindsay Ross's Captain McBean's Reel, as it began and ended with that tune. Then the high-level hornpipe by James Hill and Miss Gibson. For the jig, we heard the Athol Highlanders, Tyneside Cottage by Pipe Major James Russell, Lady Dorothea Stuart Murray's Wedding March by Aeneas Rose, and Redford Cottage by Pipe Major William Sinclair. Now, this far through the programme and the whisky, things may be going downhill. Our next dance is a three-couple strathspey devised by Marion Bennett for William Williamson, called the Thursday Dram. Ones cross and cast two places, then cross and cast back to place. Ones and twos dance a poussette, all three couples dance a slipknot to finish 2-3-1, then all set, turn two hands and set. As William is in Dumfries, I have chosen a George Meikle track. He also stays in Dumfries. Was a track for The Dark Mile by the Lothian Band, with tunes The Inchgarth Strathspey by Charles Sherritt, then Wee Willie Winkie and Katie Beardy. Staying with William Williamson, and definitely on our downward slide, with a jig he devised called B.I.B., and the deviser's note says, Bluted in Benidorm. As we seek to keep the dances of Scotland alive, so we must maintain its ancient languages. The word bluted is an old Scots word, meaning the person is in a state of extreme inebriation. Other words and phrases are foo, stocious, flying, or oot the game, to name but a few. The person would be unable to lie on the ground without holding on. At a country dance weekend in Spain, the band and I arrived a few days early and enjoyed the cultural activities Benidorm had to offer. I think the dance is quite involved, though doable sober, another with double triangles. But if you prefer, this music is for Dancing Spirit from Book 50. Sound and his band recorded for RSCDS Book 50, Spring Fling, and that track was Dancing Spirit, with the tunes Jim and Helen's Jig and Willie McCarty's Jig, both by Stephen Carkery, Clay Braes by Lindsay Ross, and Tam's Hunting Horn by Ian Munro. And then came Prohibition, which came into force in Finland on the 1st of June 1919. Neil Gow's Farewell to Whiskey seemed appropriate. This is a round-the-room dance, but two couples in a line facing two couples, 48 bars each sequence. The dance was published by the RSCDS in Book 34 in 1986. There are four different recordings, and this is the Deirdre Adamson Quartet from 1996. And I'll play this for David Bolton, who has a large collection of LPs and cassettes to digitalise and catalogue, and I have printed him CD covers for his early Deirdre Adamson LPs. Deirdre Adamson Quartet played Neil Gow's Farewell to Whiskey, Dancing the Baby, Snouts and Ears of America by Jimmy Blue, and The Black Boy. So, no more whiskey. World Milk Day is an international day established by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN to recognize the importance of milk as a global food. It has been observed on June 1st each year since 2001. As often happens, these themes don't necessarily match up with many Scottish dances. So we have two three-couple dances, a jig, Tea Break, by Julie Pastock, who devised a dance during a tea break, considered essential at their Friday night class where they enjoy a challenge. This dance has an eight-bar meanwhile, vaguely reminiscent of Mule and Willie, except couples seem to burl from top to bottom of the set and the order doesn't change. The final progression is a chain progression for threes and twos. The deviser recommends the Wappenshaw, a track on Drummond Cook's Highlander Music 6, except I now see that this is a four-couple jig. Drummond Cook played the bugle horn, Penny Farthing by Bert Murray, The Lanes of Templestones by Edith Cook, and Wee Scotty by Bert Murray. And our last strathspey is for three couples, Cream Tea by Ian Dahl, published in the Sheffield Diamond Third Sheaf collection, for which Neil Barron and his band recorded the CD. Neil Barron played Glengarry's Dirk by S. Fraser, and the Four Stringer and William MacDonald Black, both by Angus Fitchett, for Cream Tea. And we'll stay with Neil Barron for our last track. I was really scraping the barrel for something here and came up with Nottingham Lace, as the first tune is the Hebridean milking song. Hebridean milking song and the Cockle Gatherers, played by Neil Barron and his band for Nottingham Lace. Hope you've sobered up again, and our play out track is the last track on our featured CD today. Jim Lindsay plays Bobby's favourites. The slow air, The Day Has Ended by Reverend Clement Cotterill Schofield. Radio GH, and see you all again next week. Bye!